Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
I want to talk today a bit about change. I hear this a lot. I hear a lot of parents come to me, specifically my existing clients over the years, when I'm wanting to change something. So a teacher resigns and we bring in a new teacher. We move an extra mural to another day, or another company's coming in. Anything that we do that requires something different to be happening, it's invariably the parents who come to me and talk to me about how their child doesn't respond well to change. And I agree. I really, really agree. And I want to expand that. Nobody responds well to change unless they've learned to respond well to change. And even then, change is hard. We know this for a fact. We know it research-wise. We know it is true for adults. We know it is true for children. We know it is true for everybody. Our brains like things to remain simple, and we like them to remain the same. And that's why kicking habits is hard. That's why moving house is hard. The top 10 most stressful things to go through in the world or in your lifetime are all about change, even getting married or moving house, as mentioned. It's because it is different. It's because we have to change our routines, our headspace, our emotions. We don't know what to expect. And that's perhaps the biggest thing, is we don't know what to expect. So in my previous business, which was over two decades ago, we used to do change management work. And it's not something I come across now at all, but we used to call it, one of the components, one of the aspects that we used to deal with and use to our advantage, was this idea of islands of certainty. And I don't know where the phrase comes from, and I can't find it online, so I can't even reference this. But the term referred to when we want people to change, one of the first things we need to do is tell them what's not going to change, what's going to stay the same. Because that gives you these islands, these places, these thoughts of, okay, not everything will change. This will remain the same. And sometimes it's very obvious things. So when we're moving a child from one school to the next, there's huge changes, different waking up times, different teacher, different friends, different class, different uniforms. So much is different. And you know what remains the same? I'm still going to be your mom. And this is still your bed. And your duvet and your dog and your dad and the breakfast we have in the morning and the car we drive to school in, and all of those things are going to remain the same. And then our brain gets this idea of, oh, okay, I've got safe places or safe islands where I can feel certain. That's really, really important. So the movement from one space to another, from one idea to the next. So if you are trying to change your weight, your style, your approach to something, you're going to bounce back to where you were before if you don't create an authentic and robust change process for yourself. And one of the places to start is what will stay the same. The second thing to talk about is, where are we going? So if you get asked to get in a car, you're going on holiday, and nobody tells you where you're going, there's going to be huge amounts of uncertainty. You don't know how long it's going to take. You don't know what to pack weather-wise. You don't know who's going to be there, where you're staying, if it's going to be nice or not, what does it look like? You've got all these questions that aren't being asked or aren't being answered. And because they aren't being answered, you are uncertain. And uncertainty is where the difficulty of change comes in. So the more questions we answer, and the more of a picture we give, even when the questions aren't being asked, the more certain we can become of where we're going, where we're going to land up. And then the third component, so it's islands of certainty, what will stay the same? Where are we going? What can you anticipate in terms of the journey and where we'll get there? When you get there, what would it be like? And then the third thing is, and what will your skills be? What will you be asked to do? And are you strong enough to cope with it? And will I be there to help you? So those three components are the crux of managing change. And we can absolutely say that children on the autism spectrum or with ADHD or cognitive delays, those children seem to struggle harder with change. And I want to suggest to you that perhaps it's because when we engage with them, they perhaps aren't fully engaged with us. We might not be meeting them at the level that they're at. They might need you to go through the change idea multiple times. And I mean tens and tens and tens of times, if not hundreds of times, to help them to process what is going to happen. And when they know and they can anticipate and then things start happening, and then you can start linking reality to what you spoke about. So you can say, remember, I told you we would take a different route. Look, we're taking a different route. Now we can be certain about that. And remember, I told you that when we get to school, there will be this particular teacher. Remember, I showed you a picture of her and you see her. Now you can be certain of that. So you walk children through the process from one step to the next. There was a concept in Gestalt psychology where we talk about current reality and vision. And it's two places in your mind, where you are now and where you want to go. And the one that wins out, the one where you land, you either flick back to your where you are now and you never get to your goal, or you get propelled forward to your goal. The one that wins out, the current reality you're in now versus the goal you want to achieve, is the one you resonate more closely with, the one that you think more about, the one that you picture in your mind about, the one that you want to move towards. So if you have any reservation about your goal, or you think you're not going to achieve it, or you feel like it's going to be too uncomfortable, and then you think about your current reality, how comfortable and wonderful it is, your brain works very hard to keep you where you are or to pull you back to where you are. So we want to create for our children and for ourselves this, not a utopia, but we want to talk about how it's going to be so that it feels familiar and comfortable. And then we move, human brains move towards what we are familiar with. So you just need to make the new familiar. And it takes a lot of work, but it's worth it. Because you know what's harder than all of that work? Is a child that refuses to do what you want them to do, refuses to stay at the new school, sabotages their learning and their marks because they hate so much being at the new school. And it possibly could have been averted if you'd worked on this change management process. Create a vision, understand that there's going to be anticipation, talk about what it's going to look like, even show photographs, even get the new teacher to do a video. I've done a couple of those before. They work beautifully. So when the child arrives, it feels like they know you already, or they know the teacher already, or they've seen the parking lot, drive past the school. This is your school you're going to be going to. Look at all the children in the uniform. Let's go buy your new uniform. What does it feel like? Ah, that's what you're going to wear. What are we going to pack for lunch? And then when you get to that day, you pack that for lunch so that it's already known. It's not unknown. We are all afraid of the unknown. So if you can make the unknown known, you can make change really easier on you and far easier on your child. I think it's really important to understand the work that goes into managing change for your child. And it's something you can do for yourself as well. When you've got something coming up that you don't really want to do, it's this big change, how can you position your brain to be able to move into the new circumstance, the new environment more easily, makes it easier for you. I hope that helps. I hope it gets you thinking a bit about how you process things and how you approach your children, and whether they are struggling or they are typical learners, or you're an adult or a child, change management really works.